Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deep drop for Hurts, trying to find something downfield. And it's Devontae Smith. He's loose. He's got it. He is gone. Touchdown, Eagles.
First and goal for New England. Ramondre Stevenson walks it in for a touchdown.
Lutz, 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it. Denver's won.
To get the gifts, they close it out. And here he is on the run.
Inside.
Pushing the pile to the goal line. In for the touchdown. Have a day, have a night. CMC.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Hey, I'll take a couple of those. I had it was a fantasy day, right? Watch the fantasy team yesterday. I'll take a couple of those. I had Will Lutz. I have Will Lutz as my fantasy kicker. And CMC, baby, Christian McCaffrey. Went to bed last night not exactly knowing what the final score was, and then we knew it was close late. CMC was having a good night. Woke up this morning. I'm like, hey, did a really good job. Hi, everybody. Sal Capaccio with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Monday. And if I hope I should sound the same to you. Always a little bit different when you're in a different spot. Might look different to you as well. If you're on the stream, hi, Bullpen, everybody. We're on YouTube streaming at WGR550. And the reason is that I am in a totally different studio. I am at the WSBU studios down at St. Bonaventure University, a student radio station. And they're nice enough to have me down here today to be speaking to a whole bunch of students in the sport management program in the School of Business and students from sports media. So if you're a St. Bonaventure student, you're like, I was going to blow off class today. Yeah, don't do that. Come on. Or maybe you can and still come listen to me speak because I'll be talking to some people today. And some students about life and sports and business and media and everything that goes along with it. But just kind of about like the journey, right? And getting here and how it's different, a different path for everybody. So I appreciate them having me down here today. Got up this morning. It's about an hour and a half ride from, you know, Buffalo. I live in the city. And nice little ride, though. Got to listen to Jeremy and Joe this morning on my way down. Sometimes I think Jeremy and Joe get mad because I text them. I hear things that they're saying and I'm not on with them and I text them. Like, they're talking about Mac Hollins and him leaving the Bills and now playing for the New England Patriots and, you know, what some people might say and how it went down, or how the Bills basically were like, well, we thought we'd get him back. We didn't. And I'm texting him, you know, my perspective from what I know, what happened for Mac Hollins. And I'm like, do they even want to hear from me right now? I'm not really sure. But too bad. They're going to, because I'm listening to them and listening to a lot of you. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. We're going to keep this as a regular Buffalo Football Monday, with one exception. Instead of a reaction show to a Bills game, because there's no Bills game, we're going to actually talk a little Sabres as well. Paul Hamilton's going to come your way at 11 a.m. I mean, how about the Buffalo Sabres, folks? They are on a two-game winning streak. And they are... they have a chance tonight in Montreal, who's also playing well, to get back to 500. And actually, no. Oh, great. I love this. Tony B. Sal's texting while driving. Nope. I actually do voice to text. And it's probably looks really, really weird. I do a lot of voice to text. I don't do that. So I actually do. What I do is, I can't say it now, but hey, you know who? I say, text Jeremy and Joe, and actually have them on my panel. Bam, I just click it, and it says, what do you want to say? And I say, Mac Hollins left for the Buffalo Bills for 2 years, $8.4 million, and up to $10.4 million. And then she reads it back and says, it says, Mac Hollins, do you want to send? Yes, I do that. So there you go. That's a good point, though. Yeah, don't text while driving. But I use CarPlay. So there you go. So Paul's going to come our way at 11 a.m., and he's going to talk a little bit about the Sabres, of course, and them having a chance tonight to get back to 500, believe it or not. And I say 500, right? Getting actually 6 points out of 12 games. Right now they have 4 points in 10 games, and they're trying to get back in the mix. But we'll do that at 11 a.m. with Paul Hamilton. In the meantime, we got our regular Football Monday features. And, of course, it is a Buffalo Football Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. So, if you're in the chat, I appreciate it. Hi, Bullpen. As usual, I won't be able to get to a lot of what you were saying, because I'm doing the show here and taking phone calls, and we want to take calls still today as a Buffalo Football Monday. I've been thinking about what I watched yesterday. I've been thinking about some of the highlights from the teams that you just heard from. We just heard from what? We heard the Eagles get a big W after they had dropped a couple in a row. Think about the Eagles, right? I mean, they're kind of a bit of a same path as the Bills a little bit here. They were 4-0. Then they just, and they didn't look totally right in some of those wins. And then they dropped one to Denver. They drop one of the Giants, and you're like, come on, what are you doing? And then they have a nice win. Didn't look great, but still won against the Vikings. They're 5-2. I think it's kind of a parallel little path here for the Bills. They start 4-0. They lose a game at home to the New England Patriots. Like, yeah, you shouldn't have lost. You think you shouldn't have. Some things that you didn't do right, you'd got to clean up. Then you go out to Atlanta, you lose, and now you need a bounce back. So that was one that we heard from on the highlights there. Another was the Denver Broncos. I mean, how about that? What are you thinking, folks? Were you rooting for Denver or the New York Giants yesterday? Because you could make a case for either. If you want to just go with the whole, oh no, it's NFC against AFC, and you want to make sure you're in a better position at the end of the day and at the end of the season than every team in the AFC as you can, then you're rooting for Denver to lose yesterday to be 4-3, and the Bills would be ahead of them, even though they have the division lead, because at the end of the year, that one game could mean seeding. Or you could have been rooting for Denver to say, no, I need them ahead of the Chiefs still. And they really are. The Chiefs still are in third place in their division. But, I mean, does anybody really think the Chiefs aren't going to take over at least the Chargers, if not more, with the Broncos after what we've seen with the Chiefs? And I want to get into them in a minute. And then we heard San Fran last night. Yeah, San Fran looked better against Atlanta than the Bills did. Atlanta also had a road game on Monday night, a little bit different, but the Bills allowed, if you want to use that word, I guess, Atlanta and Bijan Robinson to have big runs, big night. San Fran didn't do that. San Fran was very good against Bijan last night. And you could say that's another indictment on the Bills' defense and what they haven't been this year. And you wouldn't be wrong, looking at the stats and numbers. And then, of course, you had New England. Here come the New England Patriots. They are now 5-2. They lead the AFC East by 1.5 games, essentially, right? They're up a half game. I guess you'd say by one full game, maybe, whatever you want to call it, because now they're up. They're 5-2. The Bills are 4-2, so that's a half game there, but they have the head-to-head, so it's one full game. And since they are head-to-head, the Bills would have to beat them. I say it's like 1.5. The Bills have to beat them out, but you can make that up. But here come the New England Patriots, and Drake May looks really, really good. He set a New England Patriots franchise record. Yes, that's right, the team that used to have Tom Brady, with a 90% completion rate on more than 20 passes. I think he had to have more than 20 to qualify for this whatever stat. But either way, he was, what, I think 23 of 25? Got to go back and look yesterday what his final number was. I think it was trending that way at the very end. Let me look at Drake May. Yesterday he was 21 of 23. There you go. For 222 and 2 touchdowns. And he looks good. And by the way, they brought in Dobbs comes in for May, who was in concussion protocol for a brief moment. He was in the tent, and he has a 12-yard completion. And the Patriots, it wasn't great until about halftime, and then the second half they kind of took over, and they did what they should do against the Tennessee Titans, you would think. But the Patriots aren't going away, folks. The Patriots are not going away. They are a team that's going to be there, especially considering their schedule. Now, I am interested in how they look the next 2 weeks. They have, really, 3 weeks. Cleveland, because Cleveland's defense is good. And they go to New England next week. And the way New England plays with, what I always like to say, not a lot of margin for error, I'm interested to see that offense against the Cleveland defense. The problem is I don't think Cleveland can outscore them. Even if the Cleveland defense plays well, a low-scoring game, Cleveland probably wins. Then they do get Atlanta at home as well. Then they have to go to Tampa. So the next three games for New England are very interesting. And in the meantime, the Bills have to get back on track themselves, of course. And that starts next week against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers with another win, 3 in a row. They win 13-6 over the New York Jets. They're just finding ways to win. They're 4-3. And they lost to New England, by the way, 42-13. And they shut out Atlanta 30-0. Who can figure these games sometimes? And as the Bills head towards Carolina, it just underscores how big of a game this is for them. The Bills have to win this game. You can't come back home next week against a Kansas City Chiefs team after dropping another and going 4-3. You're staring 4-4 right between the eyes. Even if you get to 5-2 for the Bills, 5-3 isn't the greatest start. But you have to win this game to even get there. Because after that, you have the Dolphins, who just look terrible right now. But then it's the Bucks and the Texans and the Steelers and the Bengals, who have some life now. And then the Patriots again. And then that Browns defense and the Eagles. Suddenly, the Bills' schedule, which looked a lot easier, I guess, in the offseason, isn't so much easier anymore. And that happens all the time. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. All right. Here's what I want to do for the next little while. Before we get Paul Hamilton at the top of the hour, at least. Let's kind of get your temperature and your pulse on where the Bills are, but really what they need to do. Like, what do they need to do? How do they get out of what's happened the last 2 weeks? Jeremy and Joe had a really good poll today and a really good question. And it was basically, like, who's to fix it? Who's to fix it? How do you fix it? Is it Joe Brady? Is it Brandon Bean? Is it Josh? They were specifically talking about the offense, if the offense needs fixing. I'm more concerned still about the defense right now. I do think Michael Hoyt will help a lot. Even Larry Ogunjobi, especially because Daquan Jones is out, you need another guy in that rotation because it hurt them losing Daquan before the game. Now, these are not, I'm not telling you that they are Bruce Smith and Fred Smirlis, right, coming back for all of you OG fans, right? Of course, we know Bruce Smith, but Fred Smirlis, good nose tackle back in the day. I was trying to think of a good comp here. All right, Ted Washington, whatever. I'm not saying that. But I do think these guys will help. I think they'll allow the Bills to play a little bit differently, how they want to play. But they still have a lot of questions on the defensive end. And yes, questions on the offensive end. But I always kind of default to Josh Allen on the offense. I say, well, they still have Josh. And even if it doesn't look right, at the end of the day, you have a chance and you're going to make plays because you have Josh Allen. Now, it hasn't worked out as much the last 2 weeks. I get that. But generally, that's the case. On defense, I think you could pick apart a lot of different spots and say, how are you going to fix that part? What are you going to do differently here? What are you going to do when the Kansas City Chiefs come to town and they have all that speed? And I'm interested to see. And before I take phone calls, and thanks a lot, we got a couple people on hold, and I appreciate that. We'll get to you in just a second. I remember I was at a function a few years ago, and the guy, and I can't remember his name now, he used to run the Hall of Fame, and he was up, he was talking, and his son had played at USC. And he said, this is when Pete Carroll was the head coach at USC. He told this story. This is a really, it kind of resonated with me this week. Sorry, excuse me. And he told this story. And the story was one time USC was playing Oregon State, and they were down pretty bad. They were down like in the third quarter, and USC was supposed to be boat racing them, basically, and they weren't. He said Pete Carroll called a timeout, or they had it after a score, whatever. He brought the whole team over to the sidelines. And he's like, they're down. They're down like 2 scores, 10 points, whatever, to a team they should not, they should be totally handling. And Pete Carroll looked at his team, and he said, man, this is great, isn't it? Everybody's like, what are you talking about, coach? It's great. We're down. We're losing to Oregon State. It's great. This is great. I'm so excited. Like, what do you mean? And he said, I'm excited to see how you respond. So we're so all the time, like we go out there, we beat teams, but now you have adversity. How do you respond to adversity? And look, nobody wants to be in this situation for the Bills. I'm excited to see what they put on the field next Sunday. I really am. I'm not telling you you're going to go out to Carolina and beat them by 40 points. I don't know. They could lose the game. I mean, Carolina's looking good. They might have Andy Dalton at quarterback, by the way. The beloved Andy Dalton from Bills Mafia, right? And by the way, I think you might want to face Bryce Young instead of Andy Dalton, but Andy Dalton might be playing. Who knows about that injury situation? I'm excited to see what the Bills put on the field. I really am. How do they respond to these 2 weeks? How do they respond to having a bye week and self-scouting? What are we going to see different? I'm excited for that. How's it look to you? 803-0550. General thoughts. How to fix it. What's gone wrong. Where you are right now getting a temperature of you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's start us off with Cody, who is in North Carolina. And I will actually be able to pull Cody up in a minute. But go ahead, Dan, if you could pull Cody up for me right now, I'd appreciate it. Go ahead, Cody. You're on the air.
Hey, Chad. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
Just to kind of piggyback on the Jeremy and Joe conversation, I feel like it's a Brady problem more than anything, right? You know, I feel like a lot of teams out there are, you know, running crossing routes and scheming their guys open, and we just are kind of sending Coleman down the field on an island. You know, his greatest attribute in the combine was the gauntlet drill, and it's like, you know, send him across the field, get him open, and try to get him in different patterns and change it up a little bit. You know, I also think too, you know, we talk about Kincaid and, you know, how much of an attribute he is to the team, but it's like if he's hurt, which happens often, we kind of go away from the tight end, right? So why are we not using Knox and running those same routes? And then my last thing is, you know, why are we not putting the running backs out in passing formation? You know, you look at Atlanta and Robinson, they split him out all the time, just trying to get him the ball, you know? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. I'll go with you on at least one of the points I totally agree with here, and that is, number one, the running backs. I want to see more of that. I want to see, where is Ty Johnson involved in the passing game? Where is James Cook? Maybe that's an adjustment they make after the bye. Now, I will tell you that sometimes you have to keep those guys in for pass protection. And if teams are heating up Josh Allen, you need extra blockers. But you could also use those guys as little outlets, which they have. I'm not with you on the tight end part because, look, I think that's nice to say. But, I mean, people want it both ways then. Well, why aren't they using Dawson Knox to do that? How many people want Dawson Knox doing that, though? It's like a... He has done that. But how many times do I get phone calls like, why is Dawson Knox even on the team? He can't do this. He can't do that. And now you're saying, well, no, you need him to go do all these things. Like, I don't know if you're going to get that same level. I agree with you, though, that losing Kincaid was a really big deal last week, and that could be a really big deal going forward. Hopefully he can play. He's had a couple of weeks now. That's 3 weeks, right? You missed last week's game. You have the bye week. That's 3 weeks with the oblique. Hopefully he comes back. And as far as Joe Brady's concerned, I do think Joe Brady can be better. I think everybody can be better. But this is a team that last year was setting franchise records for points scored. I don't just want to say it's only because they have Josh Allen. I think you have to give Joe Brady some credit for that too, right? And I don't know. Is it because they ran more crossing routes? It does seem like they need better separation somehow. And sometimes that has to come down to scheming guys open. All right, let's go to Trent in Jamestown. Hi, Trent. You're on WGR.
Hey, how's it going, Chad? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch in on how it kind of feels like Groundhog Day to me, like the last 5 to 6 years. we're in this position a lot, it seems like, and I think we will bounce back. We kind of seem how, you know, we seem to always do that, but at some point, Scott, it's less about the players and more about plays. I think Joe Brady has it in him, but I think he needs to open up the playbook a little bit. It seems like more of a scheme thing to me, but we are in this position pretty much every year, losing a couple in a row, and then we bounce back.
Let's say he opens it up. What does that look like to you, Trent? Trent, what does it look like to you to open up the playbook? Like, do you have something in mind, a player in mind? Because a lot of things of what we see and what we hear is, well, they don't have guys to separate downfield. So you can open it up as much as you want. That could also just equal 2nd and 10 or 3rd and 10 if you can't get it to them.
Yeah, I think we got to get the running backs involved in the passing game as well, and maybe try to stretch the field a little bit. We got Josh Palmer. I don't know how his injury's looking, but we signed guys that kind of seem like they're supposed to fill a separation role, and they haven't shown a whole lot of that.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. And listen, I think Palmer's got to be a little bit of that guy, right? And he was signed for this. He's not a great burner downfield, but he's a good separator in route running. And that was the book on him, why they signed him. And that injury really hurt them. They didn't have Kincaid. Then all of a sudden, they didn't have Palmer. He had already had 60 yards before halftime when he got hurt. A 45-yard catch, another 15-yard catch, which he gets hurt on. We'll hear from Sean McDermott later in the week. On Wednesday will be the first time we hear from McDermott. He'll give us an update on some of the injured guys, where the Bills stand with that. Josh Palmer is going to be a key guy to look at and think about there. We all know what happened back in April/May, right after the draft, when Brandon Bean came on WGR and he talked about wide receiver, and Jeremy's had the wide receiver train, and wasn't necessarily something they did this year with the train, but it was a talk, and it was still a talking point, and it has been. And Brandon Bean defended what they were doing at wide receiver and the fact that they scored 30 points a game, and he's not wrong on that. He has scoreboard, as we say, right? I do think, though, as I watched this team over the last few weeks, it feels like they still need a little more there. You don't have to have just, oh my God, go get the fastest guy on the planet. A lot of times that doesn't work, folks. I know. But I do think you need a little more ability to be able to get down the field, whether that's a player or a play, as Trent just said. But if you don't have that speed, it's a little bit tougher, right? When I'm watching the Chiefs yesterday, it's not just because they have Xavier Worthy, yes, he's fast, or Rashee Rice, he's fast. Those guys make plays. A lot of times those guys, their plays are off the line of scrimmage. Rashee Rice scored a touchdown on a little flip pass in front of him. But you know what it did, though? Suddenly here comes Travis Kelce now, who seems like has a lot more room to operate. And that's what that can do for you. Elijah Moore has some speed. Maybe that's a bit of a ticket they can use. So we'll see what adjustments, what creativity, if you will, what planning Joe Brady and the offense come up with during the bye week. Let's go up to Billy in Toronto. What's going on, Billy?
Hey, Sal. How's it going? Yeah, listen. You know, the worst nightmare is coming true right now. Forget about the Bills. Forget about everything else. The Kansas City Chiefs are starting to roll, just like you said. We had a chance to put them away, at least have a big lead in the division, and coast home to a first round bye throughout the playoffs. And now we've let everybody back in. And like you say, even this Carolina team is starting to play a lot better. Who can say that that's a win? I mean, we got to start letting Josh be Josh. I mean, I'm sick and tired of trying to run here, pass here, do this by the book. Let's open it up and let Josh be Josh. And that's the only way we're going to start scoring. We'll get guys open and stuff like that when teams got to really, really, concentrate on Josh. Then it'll make our other players better. But I'll tell you this, you know, again, I can't reiterate this enough. Nobody's called in more to this show and told you we're going to the Super Bowl. And God damn it, we have let Kansas City back in. For them to hold the Raiders to 3 first downs in a football game, the Raiders should be kicked out of the league, as far as I'm concerned. 3 first
Billy.
Downs.
Guys, Billy.
It's now between us and Kansas City again, and that's what worries me.
Well, let me say, I got 2 things for you, Billy, before you go, okay? Thanks for calling us, Ellsworth. I got 2 things for you. Number one, yes, the Bills losing 2 games kind of lets them back in. I get your point. But you can't do anything about Kansas City until you play them. You want to keep them out, you beat them. I mean, the Bills have nothing to do with Kansas City playing the Raiders. That's Kansas City. Kansas City has played six separate games than the Buffalo Bills. When you say let them back in, the only way you could do what you described early was to go 6-0 in your first six games, which is great, but a little unrealistic sometimes too. Yes, one loss and one win that could have changed New England or Atlanta would definitely make you feel better. I get that. But it's not like, you know, Kansas City is their own team. They've had six games. The Bills still have a chance to play them, and that's when you can try and do something about it. You can't really do anything about them until you play them. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Right?
Yep.
Okay, number two. What's the vibe like in Toronto tonight, brother?
Well, I'll tell you something. It is wide open. Like I've been saying since the beginning of the year, it's wide open for anybody to win. But, I mean, with it.
No. Billy, did you hear what I asked you? What is the vibe in Toronto tonight, like for baseball? It's game seven.
What do you think, Sal?
Why, come on. People are going crazy, right? I mean, what's it like? It's going to be awesome up there, man.
It's awesome. It does seem to be, you know, again, this wasn't expected halfway through the year. We're starting to see a lot of, you know, a lot of people come out of the woodwork that were supposed to be Blue Jay fans for life. But you know what? Hey, it's just not Toronto. It's all over Canada that they're going crazy, and you know, it's well deserved. And hopefully we get it done today, and then we got a big task ahead of playing the Kansas City Chiefs of baseball, the LA Dodgers. So yeah, they're going nuts up here, and I just hope if we get beat, it's not by, you know, bad bullpen decisions or bad. If we get beat, you know what? We get beat. But this team is different. This is old school baseball. I know Vladdy's having a good series, and I know I've ripped him on your show before. But it's everybody 1 through 9 getting base hits, everybody doing their job. This is old school at its finest. And, you know, hopefully we're playing LA in the World Series.
Billy, take care. Thanks for calling, as always, buddy. I appreciate you. Yeah. You got it. All right. We'll take a timeout here. God, how about tonight, man? Think about this. You got two Monday Night Football games tonight. Game 7 of the ALCS tonight, just across the border, basically. Sabres also across the border a little bit. And the other side, though, over there, Montreal. Sabres, two Monday Night Football games. Game 7 should be awesome. Awesome here to be with you from the WSBU studios on the campus of St. Bonaventure University. Today, talking with some students after this, talking with you today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Football Monday. Sal Capaccio with you. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls on the Bills. Paul Hamilton on the way at 11 a.m.
You know, there's a team that's trending up, and there's a team that's trending down. The team that's trending down is the Buffalo Bills. I'm hitting that panic button right now. They look They look light in the buck. I mean, he'd be running for – they're giving up 5.8 yards a carry right now, and that's not sustainable if you want to play late into the season when the weather starts to turn, the tackling gets worse.
Really panicking already?
I'm worried about them.
Yeah, you, Julian Edelman, and a lot of Bills fans. Still a lot of football to be played. We'll see where it goes, but the Bills need to turn around pretty quickly this week. 803-0550 there at the Carolina Panthers Sunday at 1 o'clock. I'm here on the radio taking your phone calls today. 803-0550 on a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win a free home heating system courtesy of T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Whether your home needs a furnace, boiler, or ductless heat pump, T-Mark's got you covered. The last day to enter is October 26th, 2025. Okay, taking your phone calls today. Going to bounce around the league a little bit later. Going to talk hockey as well because a little bit of a vibe here with the Sabres the last couple of games. I got to ask, is my guy Owen there? Is Owen, I can't see him right now. Is Owen right there? Can I talk to him
right
and
here,
ask
Sal,
him a question? I can't
on?
See. Okay, great, great. Alex Lyon. A, how sustainable is this that he's playing really good hockey in goal? And B, do we have a bit of a goalie controversy on our hands when UPL comes back?
Yeah, I'll answer the first one first. I think in terms of Lyon's game, it's definitely sustainable. I don't know that you can, you know, have anybody play the amount of games that he's playing at
right.
The rate he's playing them. It just doesn't happen in the NHL anymore. But I think that you have definitely got a situation here where when UPL comes back, you're not looking to find him ways into the net. You're waiting for Lyon to make a slip up to allow a creak in the door for UPL to come in, because Lyon's played so well. He's given them a chance to win every game that they've played. Even in the bad losses early, he gave them opportunity to score goals and get in the games. And then the last two that they've won, he's looked great. Especially against Florida, he just looked so confident. His technique, he was just so solid in his base of his game. I spoke to him a little bit after the game about it, and it's just, he emphasized how important it is for him to keep everything simple. Everything's got to be simple. Everything's got to look like it's not intimidating and scary, and to me, he looks as confident as a goalie can ever look in the net, and I don't think you ever take that guy out until you're given a reason to. And I don't think that UPL has earned the right that him just purely being healthy demands he be back in the crease.
And you have Colton Ellis, who's sitting there waiting for a chance to show what he can do, and that's probably coming very soon. I mean, this week at some point. It could be tonight. We don't really know that for sure yet.
I know, right? Paul is on tonight. He thinks that he would like to see Ellis tonight. I struggle with that idea a little bit more because I think Montreal is really good, and they are really potent. And that is another really tough building to play in. I would think about throwing him in the first game of the back against the Leafs at home would be the spot that I would think about. You're away from the Saturday night in Toronto. That's a circus. It gives him a chance to play at home. You're not playing in Montreal against a team that's that good. And frankly, where they're at right now, I think that Montreal is a scarier team as a goaltender to play than Toronto is.
So, UPL, counting this year, is under contract for the next 4 years. Alex Lyon, Colton Ellis, and Devin Levi all for the next 2 years, actually. I mean, I don't want to get way ahead of myself, but I'm like, what does this goalie future even look like here in Buffalo? It's kind of interesting, right, to see these guys.
Yeah, it's murky now.
And Lyon is 32, though.
Lyon's not young. He's been around the league a long time, but this is really his first opportunity. He had a little bit last year in Detroit. It didn't go great for him, but he wasn't bad. But this is his first real shot at having an opportunity to sort of own a crease. And he's really taken and run with it early. So This happens to goalies. They're late bloomers. It's kind of the way the developmental track works. You're always playing catch up as the goalie, right? Both in the game and as a position as a whole in the sport. You're always playing catch up. So you see this a lot where an older guy will get later into his career and really find something. And goalies can have extended careers, so I wouldn't be, you know, it's not out of the question that he plays a good another 3 or 4 years in the league. It just depends on whether that's with the Sabres or not.
Owen Parker right there, giant goalie son, as we've always referred to him. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight in Montreal. I agree with you. I know Paul said what he said, but I think that's a tough spot to be in tonight. You're looking at more of the back-to-back probably later in the week, I think, for you know, Ellis to get his shot. That's against Toronto a little bit later in the week. Anyway, should be fun tonight. Sabres on the ice tonight. We'll have all the coverage for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550. And, of course, Paul Hamilton will have everything for you at PHAM1717 and at WGR550.com. I'll have Paul on at 11 a.m. In the meantime, it's taking your calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Talking Bills at the bye, where they stand, what they need. I mean, trade deadline is November 4th. They still have a couple of weeks left here before the trade deadline. And you'd think maybe they could make a move, but it's not as easy as you think sometimes to make a move. Yes, there are more trades now than I think these days in the NFL than we've seen. The Bills have made some. Rasul Douglas, Amari Cooper. They don't have just unlimited assets to go trade. I know people say, heck with the picks, just trade all the assets. I understand. And I'm not totally like against it or pushing back against this being the year to go for it, for sure. I do think you have to be, you know, at least cognizant of that. You do have still Josh Allen for the next whatever years and guys you sign under contract. So you do have to at least be aware of those assets moving forward. You can't be just completely get rid of everything, because what player's available that allows you to get to trade that kind of asset that's worth it, right? Amari Cooper for what? It was a second and a fifth, or then they Rasul Douglas a third. I think that's how it went down, maybe a third and a fifth, whatever for Amari. But that's the kind of trade sometimes in the assets that you're looking at. Plus, cap space matters, folks. They just don't have the cap room to go out and get a really big ticket item unless they move money out as well. Let's go to Andy in New Jersey. Let's get your thoughts, Andy. What's going on, man?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I think that I've seen the trend now where they have these two-game winning streaks, and over the past 5 years or so, you look at the way they've finished. I think that that'll probably pan out the same way. Maybe going seven and three or eight and two or something like that.
Two-game losing streaks, you mean. You said winning. You meant losing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The two-game losing streaks, yes. They finished very strong over these past few years after having these valleys in their performance. And I also think that Michael Hoyt is going to definitely add, some extra oomph to the pass rush. And I think that's really going to give Joey Bosa – I think that's going to give him a lot of help. I think that he has played great, Joey Bosa. But I think, if you've got somebody else coming to give him help, I think that can only be a good thing. And the last thing I wanted to say, Sal, was I'm coming down to Charlotte for the game on Sunday, and I know you're going to be at a bar or someplace there in Charlotte during the weekend, and I just wanted to find out where that was going to be.
No, I don't have anything planned like that. There's a lot of different tailgates. There are different things. I get asked to do a lot of things. I do not have anything specifically set up, though. I can't help you there.
Oh, I thought you were appearing at, you were going to be at this, it was like a nightclub or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? You never know where you'll find Sal Capaccio in Charlotte or any other city in America at some point. No, honestly, I don't really have anything specific. But who knows? I know there'll be a lot of Bills fans down there, Andy. There are a lot of different tailgates. I mean, I've been asked to do a lot of different things. It's not easy sometimes. We get in, so I fly on the team charters, everybody knows, as part of the radio broadcast, and usually get into the cities you're going into around 4 o'clock the night before the game. And then, you want to hang out with people. I have a lot of friends in Charlotte, people who've lived. Who doesn't have a friend or family member that moved from Buffalo to Charlotte, though? Who didn't? We all do, right? I have plenty of them. And I'll try to hook up with a couple of them, hang out a little bit. I also kind of got to be careful, right? I'm not you guys know, I've always said this. Like, I'm not this like huge. I don't go out and just, you know, party and drink all the time. It's not my style. I like to go out and have a good time, meet people. But sometimes that still requires talking over other people and music and things going on. And over the years, I think you've noticed years ago, especially, I would kind of have a bit of a strained voice, lose my voice. And I had to stop doing stuff like that and say, like, I just can't be around that as much because it's just tough on me. It's just any personal, just, you know, you gotta take care of, you know, what is the career, the voice. So I try to be careful of that. In the meantime, doesn't mean I can't go out, say hi to people, and maybe I'll see you in Charlotte, North Carolina. Andy, anybody else going down there? 803-0550 is the number to call. Friday, and this Friday, on a Buffalo Football Friday, going to have a special guest, DJ Milk. There is a event going on that benefits Oshai Children's Hospital of a tailgate going on Sunday. But we're going to talk with DJ Milk about that on Friday here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. 803-0550 is the number to call. The Bills, how about this? So Andy brought up the last few years, two-game losing streaks. Here's what I looked at over the last couple of days. I was kind of just going through a bunch of stuff and saying, you know what? Where were the Bills after 6 weeks of action as far as standings are concerned? And I went back and looked. Interesting. So this is just conference. So right now, after 6 weeks of the season, 7 weeks, I'm sorry. After 7 weeks of the season, the Bills are, let me pull this up. What spot? They are the fifth seed. They are seed 5. It goes Indy at 6-1, and then New England and Denver in Pittsburgh are your 2, 3, and 4 seeds, 5-2, 5-2, 4-2 for Pittsburgh because they're all the division winners. Buffalo, LA Chargers, Jacksonville are your 5, 6, and 7 seeds. So right now, the Bills are the 5 seed. Okay, last year, 2024, after week 7, where were the Bills? They were the 4 seed at 5-2. Last year, at this time, the Bills were the 4 seed behind Kansas City, Houston, and Baltimore. In 2023, following week 7, the Bills were the 7 seed. They were the 7 seed after 7 weeks. They were 4-3. It was KC, Miami, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Buffalo. Remember Miami? They were 5-2. The Bills were 4-3. That was after that hot game down in Miami and the Dolphins beat the Bills. In 2023, the Bills were the 7 seed after 7 weeks. In 2022, they were the 1 seed. 5-1. Kansas City was 5-2. Then it was Tennessee, Baltimore, the Jets, Miami, and the Chargers. In 2021, the Bills were the 4 seed. I mean, it's amazing. Other than 1 year, 2022, when the Bills were the 1 seed, you go back to 2021, okay? And the Bills were basically they were 4, they were 7, they were 2 1 year, but it was mainly 4, 5, or 7. And this year, right now, as it comes in, this is before tonight, by the way, and you do have a game tonight that impacts this because Houston is playing tonight. Houston is at Seattle tonight. They're the only AFC team playing tonight, Monday Night Football. Let's see where Houston is. If Houston wins tonight, they would get to 3-3. You know what? It would not impact the Bills because they would not be in a playoff spot. So there you go. So it wouldn't impact. So the Bills will finish the week, this week, as the 5 seed. New England, here's the difference, though. I'm not painting everything rosy and telling you this because I want you to go, oh, everything's fine. I will say you just don't know because it's a long season. That's number one. And to the point of Andy who just called, they go through these lulls, they come back. That's one of the points. But the main point is, look, this is something not to panic about, except the difference is New England is way better and different than anything we've seen over the last few years. Maybe Miami, when they were rolling 70 on Denver and then, you know, playing really well. Miami was pretty good for a hot minute there. But New England looks live and real. And that's the fly in the ointment this year. But the Bills still have to take, the Bills still have everything they want in front of them, folks. They have everything they want. But it starts this week against the Panthers, and then it's the following week against the Kansas City Chiefs. Who do they play? Panthers quarterback. We'll talk about that, too, after this timeout. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Bills, Panthers on Sunday at 1. Is it going to be Bryce Young or Andy Dalton? And who would you rather play? I got my thoughts on it. We'll do that next here on WGR. All right, let's hit the phone lines and get in Chris, who's in Lancaster, next up. What's up, Chris?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Sal, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I wanted to point out something and then get your thoughts on it. Last Monday night was probably the worst half of football I have ever seen the defense play. I mean, I'm exaggerating to a degree, but it was horrible. With the second half, I saw McDermott make some adjustments. He went more man-to-man. And, you know, watching the game last night, seeing San Francisco pretty much shut Atlanta down without their top four or five starters in the game, our coach has had 5 years to fix this defense. And one could argue, you know, honestly, that it's getting worse. And I mean, with a guy like Josh Allen, the best quarterback, I think, arguably, that in the NFL, he could go to the Jets and they become an 8-9 team, right? What could it be, our head coach? Even when he blitzes, I see the safeties 20 yards off the ball, and he just doesn't seem to want to change his scheme. And I think without a respectable defense, it's going to be the same thing every year. We're going to get to either the AFC championship game or the divisional round, and our defense is going to shine through to the poor side. Just wondering your thoughts. Am I on?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me start here.
Sure.
Sean McDermott doesn't call the plays on defense. It is his defense with Bobby Babbage. You know, it's not, Bobby's not running a different defense that Sean doesn't want. I get that, but he's not calling the plays. When you said he blitzes, it's Bobby Babbage who's calling the blitz. So let's just get that straight. So we have that first, right? Number one.
Right.
My question to you is, what do you want them to change? Because as you said, they went man to man. It was better. I agree. And no doubt that they are leaking right now in a lot of ways. And you go back over the last several years and say, it's definitely happened in big games and big moments. And you play these certain teams, you don't match up. What do you want them to do? Like, what, when you say fix it,
right?
Okay. Because You only have the players at your disposal as well. So if you think it's just some magical elixir of play a different scheme and everything will fix it, I don't think that's the case usually. I think you also have to have players play.
Well, right. So I could answer your question, I think. I don't know how good of an answer it's going to be, but why not change his philosophy overall, tighten up your coverage, play man-to-man on a regular basis, and even the draft. Let's be honest. Smaller players with speed. Watching the opponent get 8, 9, 11, 13 yards every time they run the ball, well, most every time they run the ball, of course, is just disturbing. And it's not fun to watch our defense out there get embarrassed. The only good game I would say we had was against the Jets, who are 0-7. But it just seems like whatever he's doing, going right with his zone coverage, when is he going to learn that I've really got to change my philosophy? Maybe even.
Let me ask you a question. If you do you want Tre'Davious White playing man to man against Xavier Worthy or Rashee Weiss? I think that's the issue. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I agree with you. I'd like to see more man to man. I do, because I think it helped them a little bit in the game. But you also have to have players who can have that ability to do that. And then you go back to the draft. Well, that's not something you can fix right now in October. You know what I mean?
Right. Can I say one more thing?
Real quick.
Yeah, so why not, instead of 13 plays, 14 plays, and running our defense to the ground, into the ground and tired, why not tighten up the coverage? And if they beat us, we have Josh Allen on the other side of the ball, okay, and we'll go toe-to-toe with anybody,
sure,
right?
Okay. Well, they didn't last week there because the first half offense was also bad.
True.
So they can't go toe-to-toe right now with anybody. But I agree that you do have Josh Allen, who seems to fix a lot of the ills on the offensive side, but you don't really have that on the defensive side. Real quick, Mike in Hamburg. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Sal. I'm gonna say a couple things, and then I need you to let me talk to the producer. I need to get a hold of the guy from 26 Shirts.
Just go. What do you need to say, buddy?
Well, you know me. I'm going to tell you that I think that they have not played to their ability all year long. Even though they won 4 in a row, they still haven't played their ability. This team just seems like they can walk out on the field, look up at the scoreboard, and say, we're the Buffalo Bills, and we're going to win. And I'm sorry to say this, and I've been a defendant of this for a long time, but I'm telling you right now, the coaching staff of the Bills does not have this team ready to play to their ability ever until after they end up waking up, which they're going to do now. 15-2, 14-3 will be their number. They'll end up with number one. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. I got to get a hold of Del Shannon.
I think you mean Del Reed, not Del Shannon. But listen, I'm just going to put you on hold. And if somebody wants to pick up the phone and talk to you, that's great. Have a good conversation there, Mike. I got to go, but I appreciate you. That phone call ended way different than I thought it was when it started. All right. That was a roller coaster phone call from Mike. He's like, man, he's hammering. And he's like, but they're going to the Super Bowl, baby. I love it. It's a good way to get to Paul Hamilton on the other side of this timeout on WGR. Sabres tonight in Montreal. We'll talk about it. Anyway, we'll reset after this timeout here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good first hour, everybody.
In front scores! Doan on the doorstep! His second of the game, and it's a power play goal. Sabres are up 2-0 on the Panthers.
Dan Dunleavy on the call right there. Sabres taking on the Montreal Canadiens tonight. Chance to get back to level, back to 500. 7:30 p.m. is the puck drop, which means 6:30 p.m. pregame here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Going to get with Paul Hamilton in a minute. Let me reset the show for you here today. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday with a little bit of hockey detour, because we have no Bills game from yesterday to talk about, but a Sabres game tonight in Montreal. And of course, our Buffalo Football Monday is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. So got a lot to get to, including our injury report, our extra point from the sidelines. My sideline's a little different for you this week. Got to something to share for you there. It wasn't a Bills game, obviously. And then, of course, a little bit about more of a jump around the league, sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, all coming your way in a little while. Paul Hamilton joining me now on the West Her Hotline. Of course, Paul's appearance brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda, relax, we got this. Well, Paul, I'm going to relax because I survived again in your loser pool. I mean, you know, we're just chugging along here. Although I will say, picking the Raiders was kind of a win-win, right? Because if the Raiders had beaten the Chiefs, I would not be unhappy, even though I'd be out of your loser pool.
Most folks actually did take Las Vegas that are left. I had three entries, and I was stupid enough to take the same team to lose in two of the three entries, which was New England against the Bills.
Oh.
So I knocked out two then. And then the next week, I'm not – I would make this pick again. I took the Giants to lose on Thursday Night Football, and they won and against the Eagles. And I would make that pick again. I wasn't sorry. So that eliminated me. I'm totally out.
How about the Giants yesterday blowing that lead? They were up three scores in the fourth quarter, 33 points in the fourth quarter by the Denver Broncos. Pretty crazy right there for them to come back.
I've never seen
in that
I've never seen a quarterback like Nick's. I mean, and I see it more because I've had him on my fantasy team for 2 years. In the first half, he looks like he couldn't start for a college team. He is awful, almost weekly. You're sitting there at halftime going, oh, good, I have 2 points from Nick's. And then the next thing you know, he gets 35 points in the second half. He, for whatever reason, it takes him a half to warm up almost on a weekly basis. And certainly that happened against the Giants yesterday.
Sabres, Canadiens tonight. What's happening behind you, Paul? Are the Sabres skating?
It's just the end of the Montreal Canadiens morning skate. The Sabres will be on the ice in about a little bit over 20 minutes. And I don't think it'll be an optional as most of them been this year because they did not practice yesterday. So I think we'll probably see a full skate from the Sabres at 11:30.
By the way, I don't know why I assumed that you wouldn't be watching the skate. I said behind you, but it's probably in front of you. You're watching it while you're talking to me. All right. So that being said, all right, let's start with that. Who do we expect on the ice for the skate? Let's do a little injury update here because the Sabres need to start getting healthy. They have started to see some guys return a little bit, but still some other guys are a little ways away. What do we know about some of the injured players? Who's in, who's out right now?
Yeah, you mentioned an injury report, so we won't just do a Bills injury report. We'll do a Sabres one, too.
Love it.
And it was getting better. You know, they were able to get a Samuelson back and get some guys back. Greenway is right around the corner. Kesselring is back on the ice. Lukanen is practicing and probably will wind up in Rochester on a rehab. So everything looked like it was going in the right direction. Well, then Danforth is now out for over a month. Norris, of course, is out for over a couple of months. Bryson is in concussion protocol. So Noah Östlund, the former number one pick, is up and will probably be in the lineup to take Danforth's place. And then Metsä was already here. So it would be between Zach Jones, who they signed from the New York Rangers and did pretty well in his four games in Rochester at four assists, or Zach Metsä. One of the two of them will wind up in the lineup for Bryson. So injuries were getting better, but now they're starting to acquire more injuries and having to bring up more guys from Rochester.
UPL and Jordan Greenway and Michael Kesselring. What about those three specifically? What are we looking at?
Well, Kesselring got on the ice Friday for the first time by himself, you know, in a rehab skate. So, and that's when Lindy Ruff had anticipated he would be on. So he hasn't joined the club yet. Greenway has been practicing with the team. You got to remember, Greenway hasn't played since March and has had two surgeries. So this is kind of like his training camp. So, yeah, he's feels better and doesn't have pain, but they can't just throw him in because they got to get him some practice time. So that's really what they're doing right now. Wouldn't shock me if maybe you see Greenway by the weekend if everything goes well and there are no relapses or whatever. As far as Lukanen goes, he's fine. He says he doesn't feel the pain and is going well, but again, he has had one period of play since last April and hardly had a training camp. So, and Lindy Ruff did not say this wouldn't happen. It would probably be a good idea to get him down to Rochester on a rehab assignment and get him a couple of starts before you activate him into the NHL.
Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline coming at you today. I am. He's in Montreal. Sabres are there tonight, 7:30 p.m. is where the puck drops. He's in Montreal. I'm down in Olean at St. Bonaventure University today, Paul. WSBU, the radio studios here. Nice campus, obviously. I'm talking to some students today. How, you ever been down here this way to go to a game or visit the campus?
Yeah, I was down there for a game. I was down there when they had that scandal and they had some press conferences. So, yeah, I have been down there, not much, but a little bit. I just was thinking back when you said the College Station, my old College Station back in Ames, Iowa, which since I was there for a bit of a fifth year, I spent a lot of time there once I couldn't play hockey anymore, and there and the AM station in Ames, Iowa.
Just give a little shout out to the sports management program in the School of Business and students from sports media. I'll be hooking up and talking with them a little bit later. In the meantime, talking with Paul Hamilton here ahead of Sabres Canadiens tonight. All right, they lose three, they win two. Is there a big picture what's been different that we can talk about here, or is it just the little things that go your way sometimes that don't go your way other times?
Well, what's been different is Zach Benson and Josh Doan. I mean, that's what they were missing, especially what Zach Benson brings to the table. It's not an accident. They both have 5 points in their last two games with the way they play. They're tied for the team lead in scoring, and Benson's only played two games. But it's contagious. When you see Zach Benson doing it, you say to yourself, maybe I should be doing that too. And then you see the Kulik, Thompson, and Benson line all at the net, and you see everybody at the net. Florida is one of the most physical teams you are going to play, whether they're injured or not. You are in for a battle. I think the Sabres out-physicaled them in that game. I have never seen Matias Samuelsson play that physical in a game as he did in that game against Florida. He was knocking people down on the penalty kill. That he was one of his best games I have seen him play, but there was physicality to his game. And that's what Lindy Ruff has been on him about since he's become the coach, is use your size to your advantage. We're not talking about fighting or anything like that, but use your size to your advantage to lean on people, to take them out of the play, to make open ice hits and that type of thing. And I thought Samuelsson did a good job when Dahlin viciously cross-checked Marchand in the back. Marchand lost his mind and jumped him, and the whole Saber team was there. Thompson immediately got there, and they were all there for their captain, which we couldn't have said last year before the incident where Thompson got hurt. I really think the Sabres were the more physical team and initiated more physicality in that game. And you saw them around the net. You saw them winning battles. You saw them using their speed to get to the battles. Just the things that were missing in the first three games.
The other thing that is different, Paul, special teams. Holy cow. I mean, we were talking about the Sabres, you know, 0 for their first 11 to start the season. I'm looking now, they're 5 of 18, and they're, like, literally near the top of the league suddenly in power play percentage. In fact, let me get you a number. They're number 6 overall, 27.78. They're 5 for 18. That means for 5 of their last 7, actually. Yeah. But it hasn't ebbed with the penalty kill. They're number 1 in the NHL, killing off penalties, 23 power plays against, only 1 power play goal against. So that's obviously been a big difference.
Yeah, they went 7 for 7 on the penalty kill against Florida. And let me tell you something. If they keep taking giving the other team 7 power plays a game, they're not going to get away with it, no matter how good their penalty kill is. That was very good. They got away with it. That's the only thing that I would say they still have to get out of their game is taking the stupid penalties. They take some dumb ones still, and they're still doing it. Benson, right at 9 seconds into the game, sticks his leg out for a tripping penalty at center ice. No. No, you don't need to do that. They killed it, and that was fine. But the power play, you're right, 5 of their last 7. Interestingly enough, they've got those 5 goals, and if you look at who scored the goals, nobody named Tuck, Thompson, or Dahlin scored. It was two by Quinn, or two by Zucker, rather, and two by Doan and one by Quinn. Those are your 5 power play goals. Now, who would have guessed that Thompson, Dahlin, and Tuck wouldn't be involved? They got some assists, but they didn't get any goals on those power play goals.
Yeah, facing a Montreal team tonight. It's about middle of the pack in both special teams areas. We'll see if the Sabres can continue on in their special teams play. Really nice turnaround here. Again, you go from 0 for 11 to 6th in the league over a two-game period. It also shows that it has been just a very small sample size. Okay, a small sample size of Josh Doan, but man, oh man. For all the things that people say about Kevin Adams and the build of this roster, I'll say if he found this player in that trade for J.J. Paterka to continue the way he's playing long-term, short-term and long-term in Buffalo, and the addition of Kesselring, who looks like he should be a pretty good defenseman, boy, that could turn out to be a really nice trade. This kid has looked really nice in Buffalo Sabres blue and gold.
Well, the trade was off until Doan was part of it, and Kevin Adams was very clear about that, and that was both Kevin Adams told us and the Utah general manager told us that. That originally, no, they weren't going to make the deal if Doan was in it. And Adam said, then there's no deal. Call me if you change your mind. And then they decided, this is the Utah GM. You know, he said to himself, look, we want Paterka. He's a really good player. We want him. We will put Doan into the trade. And then the trade was made. And when he came, I told you guys, he's going to be in the middle of everything. And he certainly has been in the middle of everything and has an upside. Who knows what that upside is, and we still don't. We saw for two games what the upside is. But we do know he's a guy that has, you know, scored in the American Hockey League almost 30 goals in less than 70 games. And, you know, is a guy who's got a great shot and now has 5 points so far to start off the season with the Buffalo Sabres all in his last two games. So, he's a player. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of number 91 jerseys around the arena before too long. He's going to be a player that the fans of Buffalo are going to like.
Yeah, he's playing really well so far to start his Sabres career. All right, so they have Montreal tonight. Then they're back home for a couple more. We talked about the front-loaded home schedule to start the year. It's the Red Wings. It's the Maple Leafs. These are key Atlantic Division matchups. And then at Toronto, it's a back-to-back. When do we see Alex Lyon not in goal? Is that tonight? Is that later in the week? When does that happen?
Lindy Ruff wouldn't commit to it because I happened to ask him before the Florida game, and he says that's all we're thinking about now. He didn't say no. He just said we'll think about that after the Florida game. This would be the game I would put him in, even though Alex Lyon is coming off a shutout, only because then you could put Lyon in on Wednesday. You could put him in on Friday. I don't really have a problem with letting Ellis play the second game of the back-to-back if it's not his first NHL game. I would rather he play his first NHL game against Montreal, even though it's in a cathedral here in the Bell Center. But I would rather it be here and get it out of the way. And it's about time. I mean, they have to monitor Lyon, too. When does fatigue set in? And that's something, you know, the goaltending coach and the strength and conditioning coach will sit with Lindy Ruff. And they'll talk to Alex Lyon, too. But, you know, Alex Lyon's not going to turn down a start. He's a gamer. So it's, you know, it's going to fatigue eventually. So to me, tonight makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense with the team, especially with Lyon coming off a shutout.
Paul, big picture, do the Sabres have a goaltending controversy, if you will, when UPL is back?
No. It's Lyon's job until further notice, in my mind.
It's Lyon's job. Okay. It had been UPL's job, and Alex Lyon showed up at the last minute. So you're saying it's Lyon's job. Lose your job because of injury, but you're saying you lose your job because of injury.
It wasn't Lukanen's job at the end of last year when Lindy Ruff, for the last month and a half of the season, decided, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win hockey games, and whoever gives us the best chance to win hockey games. I think Lukanen played two games, and it was every night. It was James Reimer, the 37-year-old who wasn't going to be part of the Sabres' plans, but when Lindy Ruff decided we need to put guys in who are going to help us win hockey games, it was not Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. So I think you're right. I think going into camp, they had him penciled in as the starter to see, you know, what happened in the offseason, where he made improvements and those types of things. But, you know, I always said this is Alex Lyon's opportunity. He's never had an opportunity like this in the NHL at age 32. So this is his opportunity to make it so that the coaching staff cannot take him out of the net. And so far, in five games, he has done just that.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Little thought on Montreal here, Paul. Looks like they're building it and maybe got it to a spot where they feel really good. Cole Caulfield had a great overtime goal the other night. I'm sure you saw that. I think it was against Nashville. But looks like a team that is on the up and come here.
Yeah, they've played six games, and it's not surprising at all that Cole Caulfield and their captain Nick Suzuki are their leading scorers with 8 points. So, you know, that wouldn't shock anybody. Sam Montembeau, who really played very well for them last year, and one of the reasons they went up the standings, has not had, and I don't think he's going to play tonight. He's 2-2, but his save percentage is only .857 and a .326. So I don't think the Sabres are going to see him. Look, I believe he was out there taking shots late when I started with you. So he just hasn't been so far in four games, the goaltender. But yeah, the Canadiens are 4-2. You know, they're off to a pretty good start. They lost their first game, and have gone on a pretty good run since then. So they went on a four-game winning streak and then lost another one. So it's a hockey club that they know how to play. They don't have a lot of superstars on their team. Line A didn't play the last game due to injury, but he doesn't have a goal yet in five games. You know, he's hot and cold. Basically a power play specialist, I think, is how you would look at him. And they also got a key injury, too. Gouley is not going to play. Gouley got hurt, and his first game out was the last game, and they're not going to have him for a while on defense either.
All right, Paul. Well, have a nice time today in Montreal and covering the game tonight. We'll be following along at PHAM1717, of course, WGR550.com. Thanks a lot, brother.
Okay, take care.
All right, you got it. That is Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. I'd say that qualifies as like a goalie controversy in some way, right? I mean, I hear Paul. I'm not disagreeing. It's Alex Lyon's job now, right? But folks, I mean, Lindy said when UPL's the number one. Like he said, he's the number one. They sent Devin Levi down. UPL was the guy. He came back from injury. Yeah, he's our number one. We got to fill some guys in here. Alex Lyon showed up after they basically said Georgiev's not it. And now he's in. And I'm not telling you it's not his job. I agree. And as Owen said earlier, he's only in the crease now. It's his crease. But to me, that sounds like a bit of it like a controversy. Like the old saying in sports is you don't lose your job because of injury, which, by the way, is not necessarily true. Lots of guys have lost their job because of injury. And I think when UPL is healthy, they're going to have to figure that out. It's not a bad problem to have, right? As long as Alex Lyon keeps playing the way he is. We'll see tonight, 7:30 p.m., the puck drops. 6:30 p.m. is the pregame show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you. The Canadiens, I'm looking now, 21 goals scored in their first six games. Sabres have 13 in five games. They started off, obviously, could not score at all for the first three games. And then a big explosion lately. How about that special teams turnaround? Sabres start the year 0-for-11 on the power play, but also killing their first 11 penalties. So they're 0-for-11, but 11-for-11 on the flip side. And you're like, well, neither is really that sustainable, right? You're going to get some power play goals and you're going to get goals scored against you. Well, guess what? Over the last two games, 5-of-7 on the power play. They're now 5-of-18, 6th in the NHL percentage-wise. Incredible to do that and jump that high. And they're number one on the penalty kill. They've killed 22-of-23. But I agree with Paul completely. You can't keep taking penalties. You keep taking penalties, 23 penalties taken over the first five games, not good. And that will come back to bite you at the Montreal Canadiens. We'll have that for you here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll have more of the Nordtown Automotive Extra Point Show for you coming up after this timeout. We got to get to sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, we'll get to your Barnes Firm injury report on the Buffalo Bills as we head into a week against the Carolina Panthers. An extra point from the sidelines, a lot to get to, a jump around the league. So we're going to do it all after this timeout here on WGR. All right, let's take a phone call before we get to our injury update for the week. Look ahead to the Panthers game. Get your extra point from the sidelines and a whole bunch of other stuff. Alex is up.
Hi,
Alex, it says you're in Loveland. Is that, what is that, Texas?
No, I'm in Rockland County, Lower Hudson
Rockland,
Valley.
Rockland, I got you. All right, I'm like, Loveland, where is that? Loveland, Texas? I'm like, I didn't know, but that's all good. I got you now. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
So, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I want to talk about solution game. It's easy to talk about the blame game, and the problem right now is you could point the finger at Bean, You could point the finger at McDermott. You could point the finger at Brady and Babich and the players, you know, and you can a judge would hear your case and say, you know, you have validity there. But at this point, it's not going to help us win the playoffs. We got to figure out solutions. Bean, to me, is off the table. We keep blaming him. Okay, he could fix it in April. There's not much we could do with our salary cap. But I want to talk about the coordinators. It was really rough watching the 49ers have a great game plan against the Falcons, a team that just made us look embarrassing. Last week, we should have lost easily 34. There was a Drake London touchdown that didn't score and a blocked field goal. So I feel like we left 10 points as a gift. But moving forward, I want to see this team figure out how to win games. And to me, the easiest way is the offense. I don't think we can overhaul our defense. It is what it is at this point. But our offense is leaving a lot to a lot of meat on the bone. We have Josh Allen and James Cook. I'd rather have Josh Allen and James Cook than Matt Jones and McCaffrey, as great as McCaffrey is right now. And watching what they did, it realized, I think everybody wants Josh be Josh. That's actually going to hurt us sometimes. Josh can be Josh in the fourth quarter when we need him, but we need to control the game. We need to control the ball and the game script. And I think the best solution is run the rock and throw the ball to the running backs and get the ball out within 3 seconds. So this falls on coordinators. I'm going to put the finger on Brady, McDermott, and Babich, and those three guys have to evolve because the script is out on the Buffalo Bills how to beat us. Pressure Josh Allen, force him to make bad decisions, and they can't stop us on defense. Just pass and run. You know, so we have to outrun and score more points as fast as possible because we're not going to be able to hold teams to under 20. Not happening anymore. So we got it. Unless Leslie Frazier comes in and they start bringing back every Buffalo Bill from 5 years ago, it's not happening with this roster. That's going to have to wait for next year. But this year, it's all about the offense, in my opinion.
Okay, I got you. Good call. Good call, Alex. I mean, look, I agree completely. Like, if you want something changed with the roster other than making a trade, which you can do, you're not overhauling the roster. You're not getting rid of 53 players. That's not happening. You can't do it now. You do it in April, right? That's what you do it in February, March. You know, you go to the scouting combine, you go to the owners meetings, then you have free agency in March and the draft at late April. That's when you do that for Brandon Bean. You want a new GM, you want a new head coach, things like that. Like, that's not happening right now. Okay, as he said, like, even things they can do, even the GM can do, can't be happening until the offseason. Yeah, you can make a tweak here, a tweak there, that's right, you can make a trade, but what you can fix now is try to how you want to play football. When Sean McDermott said against the Patriots, really resonated with me. We played their kind of game, and the Bills didn't want to do that. They want to play their kind of game. And I asked Sean the following week on the radio program. I said, "What does your kind of game mean, right?" And start, you know, taking care of the football, fundamentals, all those kinds of things. And that's right. I think every coach would tell you that. Maybe their game has to be a little bit more, just outscore, right? Like a lot of you want. I don't know. Alex says, "Run it." Run it more. Control the game more. Don't allow teams to be on the field against your defense. 803-0550. All right, let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. We are monitoring several different players this week for the Buffalo Bills who could return, might not return. We'll see what happens as far as practice is concerned. So the first day that we're going to hear anything from Sean McDermott. By the way, speaking of this, Paul says Beck Malenstein not on the ice for the Sabres. So following Paul as well for his injury update. But as far as this one is concerned for the Buffalo Bills, they have several people, Dalton Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, Daquan Jones, who did not play in Monday night's game, who are monitoring. And then guys who left the game, like like Josh Palmer, who left the game. Both safeties got banged up, Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop. Then you have Matt Milano's situation. When is he coming back, if he is this week? So a lot to get to. And then you have the suspended players, which aren't injuries, but they're going to be part of all of that's baked in together with who's going to be on the roster this week. So all of that will start happening on Wednesday. We'll hear from Sean McDermott. And then the Bills will be on the practice field getting ready for the Carolina Panthers, who, oh, by the way, have a significant injury themselves, their own quarterback, Bryce Young. We don't know if the Bills are going to play Bryce Young or Andy Dalton at this point. That is the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. All right, let's get to your extra point from the sidelines. Something deeper into the game from the sidelines, brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. And, of course, there was no sidelines for me this weekend for a Buffalo Bills game, but I was very close to the sidelines, not on it, up at Syracuse University and had a great time going back to my alma mater, Syracuse. Watch Pitt play Syracuse in football. Did not go Syracuse's way. They're having a tough go of it on offense because Steve Angeli, their quarterback from Notre Dame, who had tore his Achilles against Clemson, a big win. Now they have Ricky Collins. Lots of boos coming from the crowd. Ricky Collins, they don't want him to be quarterback. He's not really, doesn't seem like he's that good and made some pretty bad mistakes. And Pitt had a Syracuse punted to Pitt with like 10 seconds left in the half. They run it back for a touchdown. It's 17-7 at halftime. You're like, oh my gosh. Anyway, all that didn't go well. But you know what went well? Just being there, being down near the field. The dome looks great, and I recommend somebody going over. If you just want to experience college football in different environments, we hear people say they're going to go to a game at Notre Dame or Michigan or Ohio State. No, I understand that the JMA Wireless Dome is not considered like a cathedral of football like a lot of those places, but it's a really interesting place to watch a game. And we were able to get down near the sidelines and, you know, say hi to some people that I knew, both from Syracuse and Pitt on both sides. In fact, Alan Green was there. Alan Green used to be the athletic director at the University of Buffalo. Now he's at Pittsburgh. He was down there. And the game itself didn't go that great, but the atmosphere and being on campus was pretty cool. So that was my extra point from the sidelines this weekend. Brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. Let's take a look around the NFL and what happened over the weekend. We'll start, of course, with that game that we know on Thursday night, the big, let me go back to here. Oh, Thursday night? Which game was Thursday night? Oh, hold on. Hold on here. Who played Thursday night here? I had it right here for a second. There we go. The big upset, if you want to call it that, right? Bengals over Steelers, because it was Joe Flacco having Mike Tomlin's words come back to haunt him about why would the Cleveland Browns trade a guy they thought was good enough to be their starting quarterback to a division rival who's hurting at that position. He said, Andrew Berry must be smarter than me. Apparently, yes, because Andrew Berry, apparently yes, that is exactly what they did. Give the Bengals a live, good quarterback who can get the ball to Jamar Chase. 33-31 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bengals now 3-4. Steelers fall to 4-2. Rams all over the Jags in London. Man, 35-7. This game was basically uncompetitive from the start. Rams go to 5-2. Without Puka, they score 35 points. Jags could not do anything all day offensively, and the Rams had a great game plan coming in. By the way, remember last year when the Bills went to London really late in the week and everybody's like, oh my God, they went too late. The Rams showed up on Saturday morning and then they scored 35 points against a Jags team that was there all week. It doesn't matter when you go. It can have a tiny effect. You know what matters? How you play. Simple as that. Bears beat the Saints 26-14. Their fourth win in a row. Saints dropped to 1-6. Could the Saints be looking to sell off some parts? Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, something to monitor. Bears, 26-14. They go to 4-2. And boy, the Browns defense all over the Dolphins. Tua, are they going to bench Tua? Are they going to fire Mike McDaniel? Dolphins 1-6 in the mix. The Dolphins and the Jets, 1-6 and 0-7. A combined 1-13 in the AFC East. The Browns, they go to 2-5, 31-6 over the Miami Dolphins. And of course, the Chiefs, 31-0. Looked terrific beating the Raiders, who had nothing going at all offensively. The Raiders in this game, though, I will say, they dropped two interceptions right in their hands. And they had a ball on the turf, easy to pick up, that bounced right to a Chief. Either way, I was just getting frustrated by it. But you know what else happened? Third and goal, Raiders stop him. Oh, holding on the Raiders. Third and goal, Raiders stop him. Oh, illegal contact on the Raiders. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Chiefs go to 4-3 after a 31-0 win. Raiders drop to 2-5. Raiders just aren't that good. Eagles beat the Vikings 28-22. 5-2 for the Eagles now. It was a bit of a grind most of the way for the Eagles. Vikings just aren't quite there. They're not quite good enough. They can't do enough on offense. 28-22. The score, the Vikings dropped to 3-3. Panthers, just told you about the Jets going to 0-7 now after 6 points scored. That's between Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor. Panthers with a concerning injury to Bryce Young. It's not, it seems, long term, but it could be this week, short term, against the Bills. Will they have Bryce Young? Will they have Andy Dalton? They are 4-3 now. How about that? The Panthers, 4-3 after a 13-6 win against the Jets. The Patriots looked a little bit like the Titans were going to give them a fight until halftime. Then the Patriots just kind of unleashed the fury on defense on Cam Ward. And they come out with 14 quick points in the third quarter. Coast from there. 31-13. Patriots lead the AFC East at 5-2. Titans 1-6. The New York Giants had a 19-point lead, I think it was, going into the fourth quarter. It was a wild fourth quarter. The Broncos, first team ever in NFL history to not score through three quarters, then have 33 points in the fourth quarter. They win 33-32. The wide field goal, I'm sorry, extra point, the extra point that missed at the end for the Giants kills them because, yes, they gave up the big lead, but because of that, the Broncos kicked the field goal to win it from Will Lutz instead of tying it and go to overtime. 33-32. Broncos lead the AFC West at 5-2. Giants drop to 2-5. Colts atop the AFC overall, 38-24 over the Chargers. Colts are good. They are playing good football all around, and they just kind of smothered the Chargers all afternoon. 38-24. Chargers drop to 4-3. Packers beat the Cardinals 27-23. Did I read right? The Cardinals have lost five straight games in the last minute of the game. Packers win. I think that's what happened here again. 27-23. Packers go to 4-1-1. Cardinals drop to 2-5. No Kyler Murray in that game. Cowboys beat the Commanders 44-22. Jaden Daniels injured. Hamstring, I believe. He tried to come back in. He wanted to. They said no. Will he play against the Chiefs next Monday night? Not sure. Cowboys 3-3-1. Commanders 3-4. A bit disappointing for them. And then last night, a couple of you called about this. 49ers beat the Falcons 20-10. Christian McCaffrey had a great night. Go check out his highlights and stats. 5-2 for the Niners, 3-3 for the Falcons. Excuse me. Falcons dropped to 3-3 after the loss. Bills and Ravens were the only teams on byes this week. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. Sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, on the way on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hey, get ready to freeze for a reason. Buffalo Polar Plunge is back December 4th through 6th with four plunges over 3 days, including the all-new Corporate Plunge. Cool school events and the main event Saturday at 2 p.m. It's the biggest polar plunge in New York. Join the fun and support a great cause. Visit NSYO.org. Also, enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win a free home heating system, courtesy of T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Whether your home needs a furnace boiler or ductless heat pump, T-Mark's got you covered. The last day to enter is October 26, 2025. Sal Capaccio back with you, wrapping up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show from the WSBU studios. Thank you very much to St. Bonaventure University, the students, the staff, everybody here at the sports management program in the School of Business, the students from sports media, who I'll be speaking to in a little while. Let's get to sit up, stand down, and of course, end it with, hey, buddy. We're going to sit up today on what the Bengals might have in Joe Flacco now playing quarterback. How about that in the game he put together against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Joe Flacco, 31 of 47, 342 yards, three touchdowns. He knows where his bread is buttered. He got it to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. They scored a lot of points, and look at their schedule coming up, and what do they have to maybe be able to make some inroads here. The Jets, then the Bears, then a bye week, and then the Steelers again. I mean, the Bengals. The Bengals could be a little bit back, a little bit. Their defense still, you know, not that great. But Joe Flacco gives them a chance on offense. All right, we're going to stand down on the Jacksonville Jaguars, folks. I mean, I watched this team a little bit on, I listened to a lot of the game, watched some of it against the Rams in London. I mean, they can't get out of their own way. Yeah, I know they beat the Chiefs. How the heck did they beat the Chiefs? 31-28 they won. They beat the Niners 26-21. But, man, they look terrible against the Rams. 35-7, they're there for a week. They commit dumb penalties. They have really, like, operational mistakes. You're like, how does this happen? But I'm going to stand down on the Jags right now. But they do have a bye week. Then they have the Raiders and then the Texans, who play tonight, by the way, against the Seahawks. All right, let's get to Hey Buddy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Hey, buddy.
Dudes, you know this dude?
What's up, dude?
Hey, buddy.
Bunny, sit down.
Who's my buddy this week?
I'm your buddy, guy! He's your guy, friend! I'm your friend, buddy!
On WGR.
Blue, you're my boy!
Sports Radio 550.
All right, my buddy is a guy a lot of you know as Anthony, that's his name. Actually, Anthony is, he is the head. He runs, and he's a big part of what's called Poncho's Army, and they do a lot of great stuff for Western New York and backpacks for a cause. And, you know, Pancho Villa, remember when Pancho Villa had passed away, and he kind of took over that big, you know, part of the cause of raising money and giving backpacks to kids. And here's why. Anthony invited me to play golf. We've known each other here for several years due to just some things in the community, and I had a great time. I went out and I played for the first time ever, 18 Mile Creek in Hamburg. It was beautiful. Really nice golf course. Had a great time. And Anthony had a friend that I played with, first time met him. His name is Tom. So Anthony and Tom, thank you so much for a great time. I really had a great time on Friday playing golf out in Hamburg at 18 Mile Creek with them. And boy, they can both hit a golf ball. And I actually played like some of the best golf I played. Oh, and I played some of the best golf of my of a while now. I shot an 81 at 18 Mile Creek. I was really happy with that. I don't know how that was nice.
That's pretty solid.
How about this? I had eight straight pars. Eight.
Oh, man. Were those in the middle of the round, front end of the
yes.
round, back end of
yes,
the round?
Yes. Basically, they bridged like four and four, like three and then five holes. I shot a 41 and a 40.
Nice.
And that was the last three holes of the first nine and the next five holes of the next nine. And then I had a double to end the streak. But anyway, that we won't count that. No, seriously, it was a great time. But anyway, 81. I was there, buddy. You know what I mean when you're feeling good like that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's nothing better, is there? Like when you're hitting the ball good and you have a day out there. Cannot.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
But listen, and with great company too. So thanks for being my buddies, and thanks to Anthony for inviting me and Tom meeting you. And you can find Anthony, by the way, online on Twitter at BeCoolFool. How about I like that? At BeCoolFool. And that was a really nice day, and I appreciated that. It was just a relaxing day with some friends and people you just kind of have a good time with, and that's a cool thing to be able to do and experience. So I had a great time out there. Anthony and Tom, you're my buddies this week. I appreciate you. Thank you again to WSBU here at St. Bonaventure for allowing me to use their studios today, and looking forward to talking with some students down here at the Sports Management Program in the School of Business and students from Sports Media today. Have a great rest of your Monday. Say, is it One Bills Live today, right, Dan? One Bills Live coming your way here on a Buffalo Football Monday. So we'll do that. And of course, Sabres tonight. Show up with the Bulldog at 3:00 here. Sabres pregame at 6:30 on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.